Welcome to Obis here. My name is Greg Horn. We're talking about things we can learn from Mary. Mary, the mother of Jesus, and we've been talking from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. I started this conversation yesterday, and the main takeaway I have from yesterday is that passage talked about where Mary, the angel visited her and told her that she was going to be giving birth to Jesus. Of course, Mary was in shock and was like, how can this be since I'm a virgin? And of course, the angel answered that the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And this Holy One being born to you will be called the Son of God, and even told him the name. We know what a big deal it is to the names of babies and children, if it's going to be a boy or girl. And God, because he is a God of details, as my good friend Sherry Matherly likes to remind me, is that he already put the name together, gave him the name Jesus, so they didn't have to stress over that. And my big takeaway from yesterday's program was that God's ways are not man's ways. And I mean, a virgin birth to two teenagers that had not been sexually active and didn't come from rich families or anything. Or Jesus was raised in Nazareth, not the big city of Jerusalem. I compared it to New York City or Los Angeles now in the United States, and that God's ways are not man's ways. But I want to share four other points that came to me from this passage in Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38 that we can, I think, learn from Mary. And I know we have a lot of men that listen to Hope Is Here, and I appreciate all the guys that listen. And a lot of them let me know Facebook, texting when they've been blessed by the program, and always really appreciate that. But the second thing is that I want to remind you today that, like Mary, the Lord is with you. In verse 28, the angel, when he showed up, said, "Greetings to you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." And I want to remind you today, if you're a follower of Jesus, the Lord is with you. Jesus said he would leave a comforter, the Holy Spirit, a comforter and a counselor. And so just like the Lord was going to be with Mary, and this is before Jesus came, of course, well, now as believers, the Lord is definitely with you. If you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and he is with you. And I know the holidays can be sometimes a stressful time of year, and especially for people if it's the first Christmas without that loved one, a parent, maybe been through an unexpected divorce, and the loss of a child, a grandchild, a sibling, a favorite aunt or uncle, somebody you're really close to. And yet, I want to remind you, you're not alone. And I'm so thankful in the Bible it tells us that God promises he never leaves us. He never forsakes us. In Psalm chapter 34, it says that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and comforts those who are crushed in spirit. And so I want to remind you today that the Lord is always with you. Another takeaway from this passage in Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38 is that we also have favor with the Lord. It talked about that there in that verse 28, that when the angel showed up to Mary, "Greetings, you are highly favored." And I want to remind you in 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9, it says, "The Lord runs throughout the earth to show himself strong on those whose heart is loyal to him." So if you're a follower of Jesus and you're trying to honor him with your one and only life, it says that, I love it, the Bible is so specific, that the Lord runs throughout the earth to show himself strong on your behalf. If you feel weak, kind of tired today, discouraged, I want to remind you that God will show up if you invite him. God's a gentleman, and that's my opinion, but he doesn't force himself on us. But boy, when we invite him, he shows up in a big, big way. And a lot of times it's in unexpected ways. But the Bible says you have not because you ask not. And instead of spending more time worrying or being discouraged, I want to encourage you to ask God to show up and to help you and to be with you. And I'm so thankful that he does that. And it also said not only once, but twice in this passage. We talked about it in verse 28. In verse 30, it said, the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God." So know that you have favor. If you're a follower of Jesus, twice in three verses there, Lord tells her that. And fast forward the clock 2,000 years later, if you've accepted Jesus, you have favor. You're blessed and you're loved. And I've shared this before, but something my dad used to say to me quite often the last few years of his life, last 3 or 4 years, and he would say, son, before we get off the phone, he'd say, remember, you're loved and you're blessed, and the favor of the Lord is upon you. And I can still hear him say that just like it was yesterday. And so I want to encourage you parents and grandparents that are out there, and you aunts and you uncles, speak those words over your children, your grandchildren. And it doesn't matter. My mom will still say that to me sometimes. You know, remember, Greg, the favor of the Lord is upon you. And I get discouraged about some situation in my life. And it always just resonates and gives me encouragement and strength and peace. And you know that the Bible tells us that the tongue, that life and death is in the tongue. The power of life and death is in your tongue and the words you speak. So be careful the words you speak to yourself. My goodness, I think maybe I need to do a whole program on that sometime. But especially when I say it to those parents, grandparents out there, especially with texting, you can send those words to somebody and tell them that, hey, you're loved, you're blessed, and the favor of the Lord is upon you if they're a follower of Jesus. And if you're not a follower of Jesus and you listen to this, man, I want to encourage you. I know people, Christmas, sometimes people celebrate Christmas and the birth of Jesus, but they've never accepted him as their personal Lord and Savior. I want to encourage you and challenge you today to do that. Maybe you need to do it right now. Just repeat that great confession after me. I believe with all my heart that Jesus is the Christ. He's the Son of God. He's my Lord, and he's my Savior. God made it that simple. It wasn't simple for him because it cost him his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, this beautiful baby, precious baby. And I always think about when I go to make hospital visits, I've been doing a lot of those over 16 years in ministry, and when I see that precious newborn baby and the little fingernails and little toenails and just the intricacy of how God created us, I'm always reminded that Jesus was just like that. That's how he came into this world, the little toenails and the little fingernails, and how much God must love me that he was willing to give up his one and only son, Jesus, at the age of 33. Another takeaway I want to share with you from this passage in Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38 is in verse 30. It tells her, the angel says, do not be afraid, Mary. And you can obviously understand why she was afraid. But I know a lot of people, friends, and they live in fear. And I've confessed on this program before that I've lived lots of different parts of seasons in my life in fear. And God, we don't have to be afraid because of Jesus coming. As we talked about earlier this week with Zach Maldonado, the author and pastor in Texas, that Emmanuel, God is with us. And the word Emmanuel means God is with us. We sing some Christmas songs with Emmanuel in it. Emmanuel means God is with us. And, you know, the most repeated command in the Bible, you know what that is? The most repeated command in the Bible is fear not. Fear not. God knew we would be tempted to struggle with fear. And so, therefore, he eliminated that challenge for us because he sent his only son, Jesus. But he talked about fear a lot because he knew he'd struggle with it. But we don't have to fear because Jesus is with us. And especially at this Christmas season, you don't have to be afraid. And I want to close with a couple points through the last three verses there, verses 35 through 38. I want to remind you about the Holy Spirit and the power of God in your life. When Mary asked how she could have Jesus since she was a virgin, the angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And I want to remind you that as a follower of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit you have in you. I talked earlier about that Jesus told the disciples before he left, I mean, the guys that he did life with, the closest, those 3 years from 30 to 33 before he died, and told him he was going to be leaving them soon, but he was going to be leaving a comforter, a counselor, the Holy Spirit. And I want to encourage you to call out to him today, invite the Holy Spirit to be a part of all of your day, from the time you get ready to get out of bed before your feet touch the ground, and when you go to bed at night. And the power of God that we have been given as followers of Jesus, when you feel weary, you just can't go on, God can supernaturally give you strength and energy that you have only because he provides it. It doesn't make sense in the natural because we get weary, we get tired, and we need to have rest and eat properly and drink lots of water, as I'm trying to do lately, have improved health. But the Holy Spirit and power that was given to Mary that brought Jesus into helping her conceive a baby is also there available for us. And last but not least, I want to remind you that nothing is impossible for God. It talks about there in the last two verses in 37, 38, that no word from God will ever fail. And I'm so thankful to know that the Bible tells us that God's word will not return void. And Jesus said in Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, humanly speaking, it is impossible, but with God, everything is possible. Now, the fact of the matter is sometimes things don't play out the way I would like them to. But you know what? As my friend that I used to coach with in Western Kentucky, Charles Cunningham, used to say, you know, Greg, God's a lot like the mailman. You don't know when he'll get there, but he always delivers. And God's going to deliver for you. I don't know what it is you've been praying for. Maybe you've been praying for a long time, but he'll either answer that prayer the way that you want him to, or he'll give you strength and endurance to endure another day until he answers it. Or maybe he's going to answer it in a way that you don't expect him to, just like we didn't expect this, our Savior to come through a teenage girl and a boy that were going to be the parents that were not yet sexually active and didn't come from rich and prominent families. They were just normal people like you and I, two teenage kids. And yet God wanted to do the impossible and show how much he loved us and came down into the form of a precious baby, his one and only son, Jesus. And so I'm so thankful that Mary, in that final verse in chapter 38 of Luke chapter 1, said, I am the Lord's servant, and may your word to me be fulfilled. And I close today asking you, what is it that God is asking you to do? Even maybe it's a little painful or embarrassing, kind of like Mary is saying, I'm going to carry this baby, even though Joseph and I have not been sexually active, and I know the rumors are going to be like crazy, and oh my goodness, the ridicule, and what about my own family even? And yet she said, okay, I am the Lord's servant. I'm going to do this. And I just want to encourage you and challenge you, if there's a phone call you need to make or somebody you need to bless financially, maybe, I don't know, just whatever it is that God's asking you to do that you've been putting off today, Do it and accept it and do what God's called you to do, just like Mary did. Thanks for listening. I look forward to seeing you next time on Hope Is Here.
If you've been blessed by Hope Is Here Ministries this year, would you consider making a year-end donation? To make a donation, go to their website, hopeishere.today, where you can make a secure online donation. Or if you prefer to write a check, the mailing address is also listed on the website. Please make your check to Hope Is Here Ministries and mail by December 31st. All your donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today. Thank you for listening and happy holidays.